Welcome to another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clementson, and if you're a recruiter out on your own or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the support, and the strategies you need to become the very best lone recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, and let's take your desk to another level. Now, today, I want to bring you things I wish I knew as a young recruiter. We asked people in this office, I've asked the networks, I've asked you listeners to give us your thoughts. What would you tell your younger self, or what did you wish you knew when you were a young recruiter that you now know? Quick break. We had an overwhelming response to episode 86, which was the 2024 recruitment desk planning. Now, a ton of people reached out and asked if we could help them. We can't get to everyone, but it got me thinking. I don't normally do this, but due to the response, I've decided to open up a limited amount of one-on-one coaching spots. I'm going to work with you one-on-one to create clear goals for your desk and bulletproof plan to achieve them. No more frustration at not hitting your numbers. No more self-doubt about what to do next. Just execute the plan, achieve the results you deserve. DM me, 90-day plan, and we'll send you the details. Strictly first in, best dressed. Side note, I'm so confident that you're going to love it and you're going to get value out of this that I will give you 100% money back if you think otherwise. Okay, so I've got a list of things here, about 12 or so, and I think they're great. So let's just get into it, okay? First one, fail as much as you can. Your best learnings are when you fail. Couldn't agree more. Here's another one, keep going. When you're on top of the world, setting records and earning sweet commission, this is going to pass, so keep going. And conversely, if you are at rock bottom, scratching for deals, feels like you can't get anything to stick, just know that this is going to pass, so just keep going. And I think that's a great anchor for people who have highs and lows a lot. Pick a niche to become an expert in. Could not agree with this one more. Be an expert. I've been doing the same market for 18 years, and it just every year compounds, it pays dividends, Stick into a lane. Don't get bored. Become an expert. You are only as good as your last deal. You young, egotistical recruiters who make a big placement and then go la-la land for another month, you're only as good as your last deal, okay? So you want to make sure you've got them lined up. This is a good one. Clients speak with people they like. Clients buy from people they trust. Huge. I think a lot of young recruiters fall in this trap of going, I like this person, they like me, we talk. Are they buying from you? Simple as that. You got to turn that like to trust. Here's one I threw in there. Be honest with your level of experience. Too many times I see young recruiters really sheepish about that they've got no experience. You know what? Just use it. Hey, I'm young. I'm new. I'm learning. I might do some mistakes, but you've got a need. I've got the desire. Let's go. And I think the thing that you always forget is that if you're young, you're not out on your own. You have joined a company who said you've got what it takes to become a recruiter. We're going to train you up, and here's our company and resources to do that. Sell that. This company behind me is bloody good at what they do. They've been in your lane for this long. They're the ones puppeteering me. I'm just doing a lot of the grunt work. I just want to get into it. So be honest with your experience. Don't try and beef yourself up as some expert. They're going to see right through you. They are. This is a great one. Sit with the top billers in your office at lunchtime, not the juniors that you started with. Oh, what a great lesson. Because we all did it. We all just sat with the people we started with and you'd share your stories and they're bottom level stories. You want to be sitting with those people making $1 million a year. What are they doing? They're probably not even getting the lunch. They're probably having it at their desk. Even better, go and watch what they're doing. Sit with your top billers at lunch, not the peers you started with. Similar one, ask for top billers for mentorship. Hey, I want to speed up my learning curve. Can I get mentored by you? That's a great one. Ooh, growth mindset. You're never going to be a perfect recruiter. I fell in this trap. I always thought that almost like the arrival fallacy, in 2 years I'm going to be the perfect recruiter. I'm 18 years in, I'm still learning every single day. So growth mindset, you're never ever going to be a perfect recruiter. You just need to be better than yesterday. Again, this one resonates with me. Stick it out for at least 6 months. Okay, if you're a junior listening to this and you're in between 0 and 6 months of this and you're not sure whether recruitment's for you, just stick it out. I quit after 6 weeks And then someone said, no, stick with it. You'll be fine. 18 years later, I'm still here and I'm bloody doing a podcast. It's a great business once you get your head around it. The first 6 months, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know. You don't understand the pieces, the sequences. Just stick it out. Great, great advice. Listen more than you talk. It's a good one, says the guy who has a podcast and talks a lot. Get good at asking great questions. There is an art to question asking. If you want someone who's completely out of lane for recruitment, who's a great interviewer, a great questioner, it's Ferris. What's his name? Ferris. Whatever his name is. The 4-hour work week guy. He has he's an incredible question asker. Go and look at some of his material. It's not just about these questions, it's about how do you get to these questions. And I've taken a lot from him in terms of asking great questions might be 3 smaller questions to get to where you want to get to, opening people up. So get good at asking great questions or sequence of questions. Never, ever give up on a deal. Never, ever give up on a deal. It's amazing how many deals that are dead, that aren't happening, happen because of tenacity, because we just don't give up. How else can we frame this? What's the issue? Where is it stuck? What can we do? What can they do? What can he do? What can she do? What can I do? What can we add? What can we subtract? What conversation need to have? They never give up on a deal until it's absolutely buried in the ground. I think there's 2 that are kind of in there, but 2 more to go. Accountability. I think it can take absolute ownership, take absolute accountability over your success or failures, okay? You are the only reason why you succeed and you are the only reason why you fail. I know that may not be entirely true in a lot of people's minds, but at the end of the day, you're in control of your activities, you're in control of what you absorb, you're in control of how you interact and what you do and how you do it, okay? And all of that equates to success or failure, okay? Do not let your ego get in the way. Last but not least, have fun. Recruitment is fun. Recruitment can be fun. It can be an absolute ball ache. It can slap you in the face. But you know what? The more people I speak to who do recruitment, have been doing it for a longer period of time, realize that the highs are lower and the lows are higher, i.e. it becomes quite steady. Just your expectation on everything becomes quite measured. So you know what? Have fun. Have fun whilst you do it. It's a great job. Almost 7 minutes into this episode. That's it. Things I wish I knew as a young recruiter. That's all we have time for you today. I hope you got something out of it. Please share, like, subscribe. It really helps us grow. As always, have an amazing day and may all your deals come true.